Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Chase Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, and Derek Mason with you. Very excited about the football game that'll take place in Philadelphia on Sunday. Titans taking on the Eagles, but I'm even more excited. D-Mace especially, he and I, we lived many a day in the morning drive.
Yes.
Is this the originator of the nickname, the Constable?
Yes. Yes, it is. We say hello to
Chris Mason still wants that nickname to come back. Like, he's dying for that.
Well, he's kept it alive.
He's definitely kept it alive. He wants it to bring it back all the way to the top.
We say hello to Nick Kale, who joins us now from 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia. Philly Nick is here. What's up, buddy?
Boys, I am fired up. I just had a nice 90-minute nap, and Philly Nick is recharged and revved up.
That's like the naps that I used to take after the show.
Oh, bro, I wake up, I've got like the imprint of the pillow on my face, I'm drooling, I'm a mess.
So, you're back doing mornings again now, not sports. We won't get right into everything you talk about, but we...
No, you brought me on to talk Flyers and Preds, right?
Yeah.
Flyers, Preds.
That's it, okay. Yeah.
There you go.
No, but what's like the biggest difference now that you're back in Philly, your hometown, doing mornings between, the difference between then or now and 2019 when you were here?
Yeah, I mean, there's only two major differences. I've gone from talking, the issues of the day of Titans, Preds, Vols to politics, news, social issues, things like that. And then really the second biggest difference is I no longer have to wake up and spend 4 hours of my day getting caffeinated and sit next to Brayden Gaul. That's really it.
I think that's why Chase asked that question. He wanted to pull it out of you, Nick.
I had to set it up for you.
Philly Nick is in full effect.
I had to set it up for you.
How are you guys doing, more important? What's going on?
No, we're good. We're excited about this game on Sunday because, I mean, look, the storyline is, sure, in your market, Philadelphia is good. They're one of the best teams in the league. They got an MVP contender in Jalen Hurts, but it's A.J. Brown for us. I mean, this is a guy that John Robinson didn't want to pay, and I can't say that I necessarily disagree with that part of it because of what Philadelphia ended up paying him, but that's the storyline, Nick, is the fact that they traded what could have been the best receiver this franchise ever had. I'm sitting next to the best receiver this franchise ever had, and now he's balling out for the Eagles.
Nate Washington's on the show.
Hey, I like Nate, man. I like Nate.
Hey, Derek, I'm in the market for a big screen TV.
Hey, I got a few in storage, man.
So reference to that, Nick had just moved here, needed a TV, or moved into a new place, needed a TV. Derek's like, I got one I'm not using. I'll just give it to you.
Yeah. You guys, you're dead right, though. The A.J. Brown storyline is huge. And, I think it's huge, especially in the lead up, in the build up from a momentum standpoint, from a psychology standpoint, added a little extra fuel to the fire. But it's a really good game. And I think once the game kicks off, and maybe on the opening drive, Jalen Hurts will force feed A.J. Brown a little bit, but it can't be the theme throughout the day because ultimately the theme for Tennessee is to pick up another win. Ultimately the theme for the Eagles is to get to 11-1. And their offense has changed a little bit with Dallas Goedert being out. And A.J. Brown's had some monster weeks. He had 3 touchdowns in one game, and he's had a handful of other games where he's picked up a touchdown each game. But he's also slowed down a little bit. I'm not sure what's going on with their offense right now as far as that Jalen to A.J. thing, but it's kind of cooled off a little bit. But I do think they could get going again this week. And you guys have seen McCreary a lot more than I have, but every time I see Roger McCreary, I feel like he's getting beat in coverage. So I think that's something the Eagles should look to attack on Sunday when they play Tennessee.
Yeah, Nick, you know, he's had his share, and you can't blame him. I mean, he last week he went against T. Higgins, and T. just roasted him. Obviously, he's like 4 or 5 inches taller than McCreary, but McCreary's been playing tough all season, and he's probably been their most consistent cornerback, one, because he's been on the field, and then two, it's just he plays solid defense. He plays in phase. He's always there. Now, do we make the play all the time? Not necessarily, but he's there and making plays when they need to be plays at times. Now, looking at Jalen Hurts, I said Jalen Hurts, regardless of, you know, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Bob and Sanders in the backfield. I keep on calling him Bob Sanders. But Jalen Hurts is the guy that makes this engine, I mean, makes this car go for them. Yep. If he wasn't playing the way he's playing now, even with Jalen, I mean, even with A.J. and Devontae, if Jalen's not playing well, then this offense is not going. Are you surprised that he's gotten to this level, considering where he was last year?
Am I surprised that he is now one of the three or four front runners for MVP with, you know, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Tua Tagovailoa? Yeah, I'm surprised he's at that level. But and a lot of people have said, well, Nick, you're just a Bama apologist. You're a Bama fanboy. You love Jalen. And I do. But I said for years, I mean, this is a kid that went 26-2 at Alabama, and it wasn't good enough. And then he refined his ability at Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley. And in 2020, you know, he got drafted in the second round. He had a few moments. Last year, got him to the playoffs. And this year, they are now the one seed in the NFC. And, you know, he's one of the three top odds-on favorites for MVP. So I'm surprised that he's MVP good. I'm not surprised that he's good enough to be a top 10, top 12 quarterback and be a franchise quarterback in this league. I think he's developed as a passer. Remember, he's a coach's kid. He's an ultimate leader. He's a winner. Everybody knows what he can do with his legs. He's mobile. And he's kind of, well, from the waist down, I mean, he squats 600 pounds. He's like Cam Newton in a 6'1 frame as opposed to Cam at 6'5, you know, 245. So I'm not surprised that he's at the level where, hey, we can win with this guy and be a playoff team for a decade. I am surprised that in less than 3 years he could be the MVP. I don't know that anybody, I don't even know that Jalen Hurts saw that coming. Hmm.
Nick Cale is with us. Nick, I'm curious your perspective. You know Philadelphia. You know the market. You know the reputation of the fans. Then you lived outside the market for a while. Now you're back. So as you watch the Philly fans in sort of a run of success here, you got the Eagles having a big year. The Phillies made sort of an improbable run to the World Series. What have the fans been like since you've been back home?
They're sick.
As usual.
Yeah,
they haven't changed.
No, and I knew they were sick and psychotic, and then I went to Nashville, and, you know, Nashville's got passionate fans, but it's a different thing. And then I did some Atlanta stuff, and, well, you know, I mean, Atlanta sports fans, they don't exist. I can't really comment on Atlanta anymore. But I come back here, and, you know, they are, you know, it's like an unbelievable ride, especially with the Phillies, because back in June, my God, they fired the manager. They're 12 games back of the Mets. Sorry, Willie.
Braves won it. It's okay.
Yeah. And, you know, they go on this unprecedented run, and I think the thing that makes Philadelphia fans, outside of, you know, throwing snowballs and booing people and things like that, is they never get complacent. Like, they never get content. Like, I heard you guys having the conversation about the hockey team and, you know, rebuilding. Like, we don't ever want to rebuild. Like, it's keep going full throttle for a championship. And this is a city that doesn't have a ton of championships. Like, in my lifetime, I've seen one Eagles Super Bowl. I've seen one Phillies World Series. I mean, is there a reason why I kissed Lord Stanley Cup in 2019 at the Cromwell Studios? Because I don't think in my lifetime I'm ever going to see a Flyers championship. But we're greedy. And now that, like, the talk this week on the big sports station that I work down the hall from on WIP is, you know, are we in serious jeopardy of being defeated by the 49ers come January? I'm thinking, wait, it's week 11 or whatever it is. We're 10-1, and the conversation is, does San Francisco scare us? Are they the team to beat in the NFC? I'm like, no, Philadelphia right now is the team to beat. And I think this week against Tennessee is going to be a big test as to whether we can handle the physicality of San Francisco should that playoff matchup happen. Because you know Vrabel and Derrick Henry and Big Jeff Simmons, they're going to come in and try to basically say, out-toughen us. Try punching us in the face. And, you know, it's going to be a big matchup for Philadelphia. I think the Eagles are about a 5-point favorite, but from a gambling standpoint, I kind of like the Titans with the points this week.
Yeah, I do too. And that line's moved too, Nick. It opened at 5.5. It's at 4.5 now, but I do too, because this is just a Mike Vrabel special. But speaking of the coaches, real quick,
yep.
Nick Sirianni, I look at him, you know, you covered Vrabel at the beginning here. The team kind of took his personality. I feel like the Eagles have done the same with Sirianni.
They have, and it's amazing because, and you talk about Philadelphia fans, this city wrote him off the day he walked out in the opening portion of his tenure, and he made the analogy of, you know, we're building this thing, and it's like, you know, putting a plant in the ground and watering the plant and watering the flowers, and everybody was like, oh, my God, 4-12, get this loser out of town, and yet all the guy has done is win. And he's got this, you know, spark to him, this personality. He's a good play caller. But yet, at the end of the day, there's something about this guy that is completely different than Doug Peterson. And all the credit to Doug Peterson, he finally won Eagles fans the Super Bowl. Yeah, it wasn't Andy Reid. As great as Andy Reid was, Andy Reid never reached the pinnacle. But they have adopted his personality, and they're a complete football team. You know, they're a little banged up. They've got some issues on the defensive side of the line. They lost some guys to injury, but they've adopted his personality. It's not like Vrabel. It's different than Vrabel, but the same correlation does exist where, you know, I think the team is bought into the message.
All right, Nick, I think we've covered everything we had on our list. You took a shot at Braden. You've mentioned the Preds. We haven't had Mad Dog Russo yet. You got that?
I'll tell you this, Chase. What do we call you nowadays? The constable? We call you Chuck? Is it Charles? What is it? Because I got a lot of hats, and then you're the suit one day. You host the midday. You're on the Preds radio. I mean, is there anything this guy doesn't do? Okay. Somebody clear this up for me. It's Chuck McCabe.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
We had to work it all out.
Oh, man.
Nick, it's fantastic to talk to you. Congratulations on the new gig and the success that you're having in your hometown. But we'll definitely do this again soon.
All right, guys.
And if you need more TVs, let me know, man.
Yeah, I need a BMW. Can you
You got one of those lying around?
Well, that was gone.
Yeah, he's upgrade. Yeah, by the way, you've missed Derek's midlife crisis where he goes and he buys a Porsche.
He bought a Porsche?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, no speeding in Williamson County either.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's a no-no.
All right. Nick, good to talk to you, man. Thank you.
Bye,
boys. Yep.
That is Nick Kale joining us from Philadelphia. 1210 WPHT does mornings up there. Our buddy from Morning Drive. That was great. Good to catch up with him. Ask D-Mace. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, get your questions ready for that. We'll have Jelly Roll tickets on the line for Ask D-Mace, but you must participate. We'll do that at 12:30 here on Chase Willie D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase Willie D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you, watching East Nashville and Alcoa. The Class 3A State Championship, Alcoa up 38-26. East Nashville was cutting into the lead, but Alcoa, just a beautiful bomb, was able to extend it once again.
It's been a game of runs back and forth. It was 31-20 at the half. East Nashville scored to make it 31-26, went for two, just missed it, got the ball back, and then had a bad punt, bad snap on a punt. Alcoa hits a big play for a touchdown, and now East Nashville is trying to come back. 10 minutes to go. It's been a wide-open, entertaining game for sure. Alcoa's won it a bunch of times. I'm rooting for the East Siders. Come on, let's go, Eagles.
I was just thinking about the punt, you know, punt teams and throughout high school, and I'm thinking throughout the country. You don't very seldom do you see good punt teams in high school. Why don't they change the rule that you can only rush three people and that you can't, it's like you can rush three people, the other guys, they can stand there so you won't fake. But just so, you know, because it there's not enough good kickers in high school and there's not enough good offensive linemen. So you're going to always see like botched kicks and kicks for 5 yards or 3 yards or guys trying to get outside to you know, that whole new thing. I don't understand that either. The whole new get the punt and then run to the side and then kick it. I don't get that.
Oh, yeah, the rugby kind of tactic.
It seems like every college team, that's what they do. And I don't understand that. Like, go back to those, just line up and block them and kick it. I don't understand it. But, yeah, I think they should change the rule in high school because there's not enough good kickers.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
So,
And it's definitely a bonus when you do have
exactly
a good kicking game. And this game, both teams have had trouble in special teams. But, you do separate yourself if you do have that good punter or kicker. But I also think about this. Like, you get to the state championship game, you probably haven't had to punt very much.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You're used to rolling up big points. And then all of a sudden, you get a team that's evenly matched with you, and that makes a big difference.
Nashville Christian falls to Friendship Christian 34-27 in the Division II Single-A state championship. So congratulations to Friendship on winning the state title there. In Double-A in Division II, the news came out that Trent Dilfer is going to leave Lipscomb Academy, head to UAB, and be their head football coach. He goes out a winner all over CPA 42-0 yesterday. So Trent Dilfer, who's been very nice to us over the years, back to his days at ESPN and then since coming to Lipscomb. So we wish him the best. We'll have to get him on maybe next week and talk about his new adventure to UAB.
Yeah, but, I mean, they've got a good thing going down there at UAB. New stadium, good fan base, a league that they've had some success in. I'll be really curious to see how he does down there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then right now is you have, again, this is AAA. There's a, I don't know if it's a quadruple header today or a triple header, what it is, but as the state title game's going on. But last night, guys, and I know, Willie, you were doing the Preds game. Derek, I don't know if you saw some of it. I was flipping back and forth between the Thursday night football game, the Preds, and NBA Baylor. Mm-hmm. And just, man, what a game. NBA is a team that went undefeated. Baylor probably gave them their toughest test in the regular season.
I happened to see that game. That was a great game.
It was a great game. And last night was a great game. Marcel Reed, who's a guy that committed to Ole Miss, very tremendous athlete, gets the ball punched out, fumbles, and Baylor takes advantage of it and never looked back. And in the second half, they were pitching a shutout for a while. NBA battled back. They got the extra point blocked. And they end up losing to Baylor 38-34. So NBA still chasing that first championship since 2014. But, man, what a game.
You got to love that. I knew that would be a classic. So we'll have to check in with Coach Sanders, the wide receivers coach, get his thoughts on it. But that was a really good season. I mean, those two teams are so evenly matched. I'll bet you it'd be 5-5 if they played 10 times.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they're just so evenly matched. And I don't know if you saw, so 2 weeks ago, NBA wins. They punch their ticket to the state title. BA and Baylor, Brentwood Academy and Baylor, are playing for the other spot. BA is trailing in the closing seconds of the game, and they get down to the goal line. As time expires, it looks like they scored.
Mm-hmm.
The refs call the player out at like the 1-inch line. Game is over. Now looking at some of the replays, and you don't get the angles from somebody holding a camera on the sideline.
Yeah, it's tough.
But it was close, and so that's how Baylor gets there. And I remember saying to Chris Sanders of, you know, hey, what do you, because he didn't know, and I'm bringing him through all this, and he goes, man, Baylor, that's going to be tough. It's hard to beat a good team twice, and that's kind of what they ran into. But congratulations to Baylor. And the quarterback for Baylor is Will Muschamp's son. He looked good, and he looks just like Will Muschamp.
How did Amari Jefferson do, the wide receiver?
I don't have his stat line, but I know he did make some pretty good plays.
He's been a knight. He's been a teammate of my son Mahoney in baseball. He has a baseball offer, a commitment to Tennessee to play baseball. But he's also getting offers for SEC football. So he can do either one. We'll see which way he decides to go after that. But boy, I watched his game earlier in the year against NBA. He had a huge game there. Very, very good talent.
Take
good
the
kid.
Baseball route. Take the baseball route.
D-May says go baseball.
Go
okay.
baseball.
It hurts less.
Yeah, it hurts a lot less.
Pays more.
And pays more. And play more games, but hey.
Yeah.
See, I think baseball loses out a lot of times on guys who could go either way. Dave Winfield used to always say that. Like Dave Winfield would say, play baseball. Come on, you're not going to get beat up. It's a better game.
But it's harder forever. To get to the pros.
That's right.
It's harder to get to the MLB.
It's a little bit of a longer road. And the other problem is in the immediate future, football, we know, hands down, you get a full ride, no questions asked, and now we got NIL on top of that. Baseball, it's hard to get the full scholarship for baseball. You can, but it's a little more complicated. So, you know, that's the other thing. But obviously, Tennessee is probably one of the better ones in terms of the resources that they have with NIL and all that stuff.
You know what I wish, and it'll never happen because of the money. But I miss, and like this generation is not going to be able to see guys like Deion Sanders or Bo Jackson or Brian Jordan, you know, these two-sport athletes that you got to see them play baseball, football, what have you. And it's just the contracts are too rich now that no team is going to allow it anymore, as, you know, whichever one you go. But, I mean, you think about, like, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, those are the two that really come to mind that could have played both professionally.
I think more importantly it's from a physical standpoint. You just can't, because, you know, each individual sport has become more 365 days a year, where if you're not playing, you're training. And then in between the training, you're taking, you know, a couple weeks off just to vacation or whatnot. And, you know, back when Deion was doing it or Bo was doing it, we didn't look at sports in that way. We didn't look at it as being a 365-day-a-year job.
Yeah.
We looked at it as, okay, once the season's over with, it's over with. And you go and do, yeah, you're going to train, but you go and do, you know, your other stuff. Now this stuff has gotten so advanced in the training and everything else. It's like you can't really afford to do anything else.
True. But I do wonder, and again, I don't think it's going to happen because of the contracts, but Willie, I'd be curious of your thoughts on this. With the DH being universal, and if you have a guy that he can just hit, you know, Deion played in the field, Bo played in the field, you know, all those things, but that they can, all they can do is just like, hey, you can hit. Could you see maybe a team, you know, an NFL team, that if that's their day job, you know, so to speak, and a baseball team go, yeah, we'll be cool with that for a few months. Could that help make it where there could be a two-sport athlete again?
Boy, I would never rule it out. I do think it probably gets a little tougher every year to have those guys. I'd love to see that happen again, though. Just a guy here or there.
It'd be awesome.
But will you?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I can't say that you will.
All right, it is time.
It's hard. You hardly see it on the college level anymore. We're talking about the few examples. Kyler Murray comes to mind. Could have done it. There's a few guys that can do it, but those guys are becoming increasingly rare.
It is time for Ask D-Mace. Get your questions ready. You can call or text 615-737-1025. We'll have a pair of Jelly Roll tickets on the line, but you must bring the questions for the next half hour. And also tune in for the NFL pregame this Sunday live from Twin Peaks in Cool Springs at 1634 Galleria Boulevard. You can join Jared Stillman and my man D-Mace and Chris Sanders from 9:30 to 11:30 prior to the Titans taking on the Eagles. Pregame is presented by TriStar Moving, Parman Tractor and Equipment, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, Superbook Sports, and Ounce of Hope Cannabis Company on 102.5/106.3 The Game.
D-Mace. He played 15 years in the NFL.
Quick throw.
He had over 12,000 receiving yards.
Midfield, and there we go. 80 yards for the touchdown.
And now you can ask him anything. Have a question about football or life? Now's your time to ask D-Mace.
We'll welcome you in.
Now on Chase, Willie, and
D-Mace. Fire.
On 102.5 and 106.3, The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Yes, it is. Ask D-Mace here on Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, presented by Hair Club. Regrow your own natural hair through non-surgical options that deliver impressive results. Hair Club. Love your hair. Live your life. 615-737-1025 on the line. A pair of tickets to see Jelly Roll at Bridgestone Arena on Friday, December 9th. But you must participate. You can call or text 615-737-1025 for Ask D-Mace.
Jelly Roll. Hey, come on, people. Ask me whatever you want to ask me. Come on. Bring it all out. I'm ready for it, as long as we can air it.
Are you ready?
On
this, yep.
These airwaves.
And just a side note, Chris Mason was very amused and excited to know that Hair Club is sponsoring the show now.
Ah.
So now we have D-Mace and C-Mace and yours truly, the Follically Challenged.
The irony is the guy that look, we've had some power outages.
Yeah, we got a few.
So it's not too late.
Brandon Walker from the Predators is who gave me that term. He's like, you got a little bit of a power outage going on up there, Constable. There you go. There's the name. But it's all right. One day, maybe we'll just all. I'll just cut it out.
Or if I ever move to another country, I'm just going to get a head full of hair. They don't know me over there. They've never seen me with a bald head.
Diet blonde.
No.
All right. You can call or text. Let's go to the phones. Craig will lead us off on Ask D-May 737-1025. Welcome in, Craig.
Hi. Thank you.
Go ahead.
So, all right. When you make the Pro Football Hall of Fame, do you get to choose Titans or Ravens, and which team would you choose?
Oh, wow. I don't.
You forgot Jets and Texans.
Yeah,
come on,
Jets,
now.
Texans, no. I don't think you necessarily go in as a particular, unless you played your whole career with that particular team.
It's not like baseball where they put a logo on that.
Exactly. So it's just you go in as a, you know, as a Hall of Fame player. Now I'm sure they will have the teams that you play for, but you don't go in as a, you know, Tennessee Titan or Baltimore Raven. Now the franchise will recognize you, you know, because that's good for their franchise when they have a Hall of Fame player. So when I do make it, and I believe I will, it may take some time, I'm sure that both the Tennessee Titans and the Baltimore Ravens, considering I spent the bulk of my career with both of those teams, I'm sure in their history books and their annals, it will say Derek Mason, Hall of Famer, Baltimore Ravens, Tennessee Titans. So, you know, it don't matter to me as long as I get in, you know, and all you guys are invited.
Look, I'm excited. I want to go to Canton. I'll be cheering loud.
Oh man,
I'll be right there.
My speech will not be long. I'm telling you that right now. That's one thing I hate. Like, I don't know that many people to be giving shout outs to that many people, or let's just say that many people wasn't in my circle for me to shout them out.
Who would you invite, like from the team, from the Titans?
Now,
yeah. Who would you invite? Like, would you invite Fisher?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Jeff would be there.
Jeff,
unfortunately,
I will invite Floyd's family.
Yeah,
because he drafted me. So his, you know, his wife, everybody, kids, they would be there.
I wish Steve.
Steve's family would be there because he was my quarterback.
With both teams, actually.
Yeah, and you know, people that were there during my tenure, whether it's Tina, who's still there. I don't know if there's a lot of people still there.
Not many. I know one you got to invite.
Who?
Takahashi.
Oh, my man, Taki. You know, he'd be there front and center. I've been doing Taki since college days, man. Come on.
That's your guy. That's your
Absolutely.
Guy.
So, yeah, I would. And then I invite, you know, fans. If you want to come on down.
All right. You got any on the text line, Willie?
I do. Dylan says, D-Mace, what's your stance on the World Cup? Have you been watching? I know soccer can be a very polarizing sport in America. I enjoy it, but I can see why other people don't. So what's your take?
And I watch it every morning. Before I go to work out, it's not on yet, but when I get back home, I watch it for at least 30 minutes. Now, I don't know a bunch about soccer, but I've always found soccer entertaining. I know there's not a lot of scoring, but there's constant movement. And then you gotta, especially when they're playing in other countries and how those fans just interact, you know, with what's going on. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. I'm talking about the good interaction, not the bad interaction. I haven't seen anything like that either. But it's just soccer fans are different. I think they may be more passionate overall than any other fan out there, soccer fans.
I think so.
Yeah, they may be more passionate than any other sport fan out there.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Tim has a question for D. Mace. Tim, welcome in.
Hey, D. Mace, I got a quick question. With all the throwback music y'all have been playing today, Janet Jackson, Nasty, I think, came out in the early 80s. Can you think of any act, well, early 80s, so that song's almost 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of anybody that's on the radio now that we'll be hearing in 40 years?
Dude, man. Anybody now? It's the music now, it's good music, but I don't think it's timeless music. And Willie, you love music. Chase, you love it too. I just don't. Listen, the kids nowadays are putting together good music, but is it timeless music? Like, I can listen to like 40, 50 years. Like, the music that you're playing now, we're talking about 30, 40 years ago. They're going to be playing it in another 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, like the next generation. Now, I don't know. I don't know.
It's a great question.
I can't figure out this new generation Z or whatever they are. But I know for me, like, you know, I like some new music today.
Uh-huh. Oh, I do too.
But there's not a ton of songs that I think, oh, I'm going to hear that 30 years from now and like have the same feeling. Like, you know, the first time I heard Janet Jackson or Michael Jackson or whatever, you know, and then still hear it and it's like the same, you know, it just, they're classics that never die. And
like Elton John, the first time, you know, you can still listen to Elton John now and you can listen to him 20 years from now.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just timeless music.
Yeah, and so and it's funny, like, I'm entering the age now that I'm sure you guys went to, that, like, songs that were hits when I was young, you know, now I'm starting to, like, Nirvana is considered classic rock, and, you know, like, some Red Hot Chili Peppers and, you know, some songs from the late 90s, early 2000s, like, I'm hearing on classic stations. It's like, man, I'm bumping to Nelly on the classic hip hop. Okay. This is weird.
Yeah.
But so, that's kind of where it is now.
But music is, I mean, I would love to see what it will be 20 years from now. Yeah. And are we still listening to these same songs that we're listening to now? Or will we listen to them 20 years from now?
I've noticed this more in country music.
Uh huh.
And I know you're probably not a big country fan, but I've noticed that country music went a weird direction. And now it's kind of coming back to more of what it was in the
90s. Didn't it go more pop?
It went very poppy. It went very poppy for a while, but it's starting to come back. Like guys like Luke Combs and Eric Church and some of those guys are kind of throwing it back, Lainey Wilson, to what it was, more of a 90s country feel. And then you got some guys and girls that just sing about 90s country rather than doing something different. But, you know, whatever. 615-737-1025. We'll have another round of calls and texts for Ask D. Mace coming up next. Jelly Roll tickets on the line. 1025-1063, the game.
D. Mace.
He played 15 years in the NFL.
Quick throw. Derek Mason.
He had over 12,000 receiving yards.
And there he goes. 80 yards for the touchdown.
And now you can ask him anything. Question about football or life? Now's your time to ask D. Mace.
We'll welcome you in.
Now on Chase, Willie, and
D. Mace.
On
102.5
and 106.3, The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Chase, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, 615-737-1025. That is our number. Get in there and ask D. Mace. Let's go to the text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Then we'll get a couple of calls that we have.
Okay. All right, I got Nolansville Norm. He says, D-Mace, after Tannehill chokes miserably this weekend and the Eagles boat race us, will the Titans be looking for a potential quarterback again in the upcoming draft?
That's a negative. I don't think Tannehill is going to stink up the place. Actually, Tannehill's been playing pretty good. this season. It hasn't been his fault that, you know, the Titans lost the games that they lost. Now, that Bills games was, you take that and throw it out the window. But the other two losses they had, it wasn't because of Ryan Tannehill. Actually, he's played pretty good. But I don't think they're going to look for a quarterback. Tannehill's your quarterback for at least another year after this one, and rightfully so. Just need to continue to add around him, bolster the offensive line, keep the defensive players that will potentially be free agents next year, and I think they'd be okay.
I have one on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
The Magic Man. This is a good one. D Mace. Say you had the chance to enter your own horse in the Kentucky Derby. What would you name it?
My own horse in the Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby. What would I name it? Oh, wow. I don't know. Well, I would name it after either my mom, my dad, or my sister, because all three of those individuals have since passed away. So I would name it after one of those, after my mom, dad, or sister.
A suggestion from Nick. A little grease lighting.
You know what I'd name mine? The friend zone.
Oh, man.
I mean, you know, hey, it fits.
Hey.
615-737-1025. Tony has been waiting patiently. Tony, welcome in to Ask D-Mace.
First of all, Jace and Willie, I'm sorry I didn't see you at George's event, the bowling event, the other night. Willie, your wife is awesome. She's all over the place. You outkicked your coverage with her. I want you to know that. She's a special lady, special lady. D-Mace, I did talk to you briefly, and you even noted to me, first time we've met, but you, when I told you about some of my questions, you said, you have really put me on the spot a couple of times, and I appreciate that. So I'm going to really put you on the spot this moment. Of the TV, sports TV, and radio personalities of Nashville, what is your Mount Rushmore? And remember who your boss is.
Well, Tony, in all seriousness, don't you dare even put me on there. I don't even know if I can get a ticket to go visit it.
All right, thanks a lot.
And don't put Stillman on there either.
He's not. He hadn't been in the game long enough. I mean, they've had a lot of and they had sports guys here before the team even got here.
Yeah.
So I can't sit here and name them all. I enjoyed, you know, Rudy. I enjoyed Hope. John, I enjoyed him. Plass, you know, and I'm sure there's, you know, many more out there that did a wonderful job. You know, so I can't sit here and I don't think I'm qualified to give a Mount Rushmore. I think maybe you, Willie, would be more qualified, or you, Chase, because you guys have been in it. Like here in Nashville,
I got two easy ones,
and because I left for 6 years, and 7 years, and you know, wasn't following Nashville sports at all, you know. So,
man, it's a tough one. It's tough. I mean, even if you go like riding, I mean, David Clymer, you know, is certainly in there. Joe Biddle, but if you're just strictly TV and radio, if you're looking at it that way, I mean, George and Rudy are no brainers, you know, to me. Those two guys are up there, and I'd probably say Hope Hines as well would be those three. Now Biddle's an interesting one because he did both. He wrote, he was a writer, and he was on the radio. But I mean, I would say those three are no brainers.
And I guess the fourth one, you have to just flip a coin with a handful of guys
tough.
And girls.
It's
yeah,
tough. I mean, you know, Mark Howard is certainly in consideration of that.
Yep.
I think, Willie, you're, I mean, look, you're in the conversation. You've been doing this a long time.
I am getting old.
Yeah. That's basically what Chase is saying. Yeah. You're getting old, man.
You're dead, Willie.
All I heard was, Willie's old.
I was going to nominate, too, Teresa Walker. You know, think about how many times now she's starting to rack up the awards, and she's put in a lot of time. She's got to be.
Oh, Teresa, yeah. Ooh, ooh.
That's, if you're throwing the riders
again,
in there.
But again, yeah, if you're throwing riders.
Then the field is open even wider.
If you're throwing riders in, Teresa's on there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is that what I forget what how he said, worded
I think
the
he
question.
Said TV, TV and radio. Radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He said TV and radio. Man, what a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really up to the should be the listeners that yeah. have to decide for that. It's hard for us to judge.
I think that is something this summer we could revisit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And do like a Mount Rushmore topic because, I mean, George is in the Hall of Fame now. Hang on. Pete Weber.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. How are we forgetting Pete? I mean, Pete
so Weber. There's your four.
I.
There's your four.
If it's TV and radio only, for me, it would be George Plaster, Rudy Kalis, Hope Hines, Pete Weber.
Okay. That's a pretty good start. Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
No wrong answers. Those are four great ones. Crispy. I mean, you throw Crispy in there as a Crispy. Nominee. Sure.
Yep.
I didn't think about actual, you know, I was thinking more general and not specific to a team. But, I mean.
Fantastic question.
It's a great question. Mike Keith's been the voice of the Titans the whole time. Mike Keith. Sure.
615-737-1025. Wes, welcome in to Ask D-Mace.
All right, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing terrific.
So I normally call in with a funny question just to kind of get conversation going, but today, D-Mace, I kind of need your help.
Okay.
So I am a full-time dog groomer, but more importantly, I am an independent hip-hop artist here in Nashville with roughly 300,000 subscribers online. What can I do? For the past year, I have been trying to get one of my songs played at the warm-ups for one of the Titans home games. How do I go about that? You got to be the man with the answer for this.
Well, unfortunately, Wes, I'm not the guy.
You're not that guy, pal.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. I wish I was that guy. Maybe you can. I'm sure there are other guys that probably can make that happen faster than I ever could. So you may want to tweet them or, you know, Instagram them or whatever them, but it's not me. I wish I could, Wes. I wish I could, but I'm not the guy. I can't even get my music played. Hell.
Do you have music?
No, I don't have any music, but if I did. Yeah. Chase looked at me like, you really
Wait,
got music?
You have music?
Chase, if I'm putting the band together, you're gonna be my lead guitarist, man.
Right, I got you.
Okay, see?
I got you. Great participation in Ask D-Mace. We got to figure this out. This is a tough one.
Ooh,
this is
a tough one.
And there's some texts that we didn't even get to.
Ooh.
Do we extend? Do we go another segment?
If we got text, yeah. If we got a bunch of texts that we need to get to, then
let's do it at the
1 o'clock hour.
We'll call
Ottawa.
We'll call Omaha here, and we'll do that coming up next. But first, Willie's going to tell us about Lee Company.
All right, time to talk Lee Company. Lee Company, of course, the title sponsor of our radio coverage for the Nashville Predators, a dramatic win last night in New Jersey against one of the top teams in the league so far, a team that had won 19 out of 21 games. Nashville wins it in New Jersey last night. Tonight, they'll right back at it, and they will take on the New York Islanders, another one of the top teams in the league. Coverage begins at 5 o'clock tonight. And, Chase, are you on the... On the pregame, Chase is back in the saddle on the pregame show, and then Max Hurst and Hal Gill will have the call for you tonight. By the way, the game is also, you can view it on ESPN Plus tonight. That is, it's one of those games. That's why I'm sitting here in Nashville tonight. So this is a national game. Okay, Lee Company, what do? They've got a lot of great services. It's Friday. You might be sitting at the desk going, man, I've got to take care of this maintenance issue, and I've been putting it off. Well, don't put it off any longer. Call Lee Company, 615-567-1000, at home or at your business. You can make an online appointment as well by going to leecompany.com. They've got a great array of services, and one of them is general maintenance, home or at work. Regardless of what the problem is, call Lee Company. They'll help you out. And, of course, always remember heating, plumbing, cooling, electric. They've got you covered there as well. 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.